Good morning and welcome to the Friday, December 8th edition of Buyers & Company. We are live at Kenny's Ace Hardware this hour. Weegee Stewart from the Community Foundation. We'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. We'll visit with the Kennys and our Brink Outer Home highlight, plus our gift of the day. It all starts now.
Buyers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I'd like to thank former Vice President Joe Biden, under the orders of President Barack Obama. They ended the dollar presidential coins in 2015.
Really?
Do you have any idea what we were spending on those a year?
No.
$50 million.
I am not surprised.
$50 million.
A lot of change.
And you know where they're all? They're all sitting in the Federal Reserve because nobody wants them. And they were still going to keep printing them and minting them. And they were going to do it for each president, despite having 40% of all of them that they had minted still sitting there because no one wanted them. They were going to keep spending $50 million a year making dollar coins no one was using.
Right. Right.
This all started, by the way, if you missed the show earlier. I forgot what a quarter looked like.
looks like a dollar coin, right?
No, it doesn't. It looks much smaller than they used to look to me because, well, one of the reasons is Washington is much smaller on the coin. But the larger point is I don't use coins.
Right.
And in a very short time in my life, they have become obsolete to me. I needed air in my tire. On the way home last night, and I didn't want to stop. You know, you have those, like, where your gas is, like, empty and it's cold, and you're like, I'll do it tomorrow.
Right.
And I had the little reading that I needed to check my right front tire.
Okay.
But it was not flat. It was just sort of giving me that. On my car, you have to get resealed like every year because they're big tires, and when it gets cold, it just, anyway. So I thought, well, I'll get it on the way in tomorrow. And I knew that Casey's had a machine right around the corner, and I'm going to be going to Ace's. And I couldn't remember if they charged for the air or not. So I'm digging around the house. I don't even know where to look for change. I don't have any change. And I find a coffee mug that has, like, stuff in it that looks like change. And I, honest to God, went over to Lindsay and asked her if that was a quarter because I couldn't remember what a quarter looked like. And they're spending $50 million a year on dollar coins that no one's using.
Right. That are all locked up now in the reserve.
Take the money and give it to the Community Foundation.
There you go.
Crying out
Perfect
loud.
That's a great
solution.
They will do more with it to help more people. We have been, Weegee's joined us all week to talk about, you know, at the end of year, you get a lot of direct mail. You get a lot of sort of inundated with requests, people saying, hey, you know, think about us. And Weegee says, yeah, think about all those people, but think about it in a smart way. And there's many ways you can do that. And our final, the video is up on nowdecatur.com and the Nowdecatur Facebook page is, you know, now we're talking about leaving it, you know, like a legacy, leaving it in your will. And you made a point to me early on when we were talking about this. If everybody gave 5% of their wealth back to the community once they've passed, we would have all the money in the world.
Right. And who can complain? Kids can't complain about 5%. Heirs can't complain about 5%. It's just a
They can.
Piece.
They just won't have a point. Yes.
Right. So, and there's still plenty left to make your children happy and everybody else. But, yeah, leaving a legacy is something that people who have been generous throughout their lives should think about because it keeps giving after they're gone. So, for example, look at the Demersions yesterday.
$7 million,
and their name will be in. We can't all do that, but we can do something to carry on our generous spirit and our generous ways that we've carried out throughout our lives.
Well, and if you think about, you know, putting a name on something the way they did yesterday, or a lifelong passion for music or the arts or whatever it might be, for that to continue on past
exactly.
you, that's the ultimate legacy because you are still being a part long after you're gone of a community and the thing that you cared the most about.
Right. And we at the Community Foundation are the perfect vehicle for that because we can set up a fund. We can have a fund waiting for the day, the unfortunate day when it arrives that you pass away. And when that happens, those assets that you've designated in your will to go to that fund can be put to work immediately to advance the cause or support the organization that you designated in your estate plan.
I think it's important for people, particularly self-made people or you know, first generation wealth You don't know what's coming next. You don't know what the kids are going to do with it. They didn't have to fight as hard, you know, to make it. I think there's a certain sort of personality that would want to make sure that at least a portion of that is going to go and do the things that, that they always did in their life and not leave it or take it for granted that the kids might do the right thing with it or give some of it back or people squabbling over it or maybe you just got a snot kid that you want to do.
All that stuff
happens. Those are real life things with families.
Yeah.
So do it now so you don't have to worry about it then.
Yeah. And involve your kids. I mean, create a fund that they are the advisors on. And after you're gone, they get to decide, okay, this year we're going to support the Arts Council. Next year it's going to be St. Teresa High School. After that, another organization.
Yeah.
So they can be engaged as much as the donor who is now not here with us anymore wants them to be.
Yeah. And I would think I think there would be some peace in that certainty.
Right.
You handle your affairs, you take care of your business, you pick out your burial. I mean, you know, all this stuff, why not make sure your wealth or what you've accumulated or what you've been able to do continues to keep doing good?
Exactly. Yeah. And again, an attorney or a financial advisor are the best people to talk about this. Obviously, language has to be included in your will. But it can be as simple as 5% of my remaining assets need to go to X charity, or it can be a dollar amount, $10,000 after I die, I want to go to my church or my alma mater or the community foundation to start a fund.
Yeah. And then continue to
support
all
and then when the anniversary of your death rolls around or your birthday, your kids can put more money in that and remember you and honor you every year, and the legacy carries on.
All right. Is it a complicated process? I mean, whenever you say financial advisors and lawyers, I mean, you know, kind of whistle bells go off, and it sounds like a lot of work.
Well, the one thing that lawyers will tell you is a lot of people don't even have wills, which is not a good thing. So if you have a very simple estate, you own a house and you have money in the bank, you should still have a will. And when you do that process, that's the time to include that one little paragraph that says, please leave 5% of what I have left to the community foundation.
All right. So we've talked about this all week. I want to go back and recap all four.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about leaving a legacy today. That's after the fact. But
right.
You can plan ahead.
Of course.
Donor-advised funds.
Donor-advised funds are a wonderful vehicle to start while you're still here. Set up a fund at the community foundation. Use assets that you don't need. Appreciated stock is the best one right now, and then you can give this year or next year or well into the future from those assets that are in that fund. That is also a great way to continue your legacy after you die, because your assets can go into that donor advised fund that you've already established, and then that's when your kids get in the role of advisor and participate in deciding where the grants are going to go each year. So a lot of people do that. They set up a donor advised fund. They use that fund for their philanthropy while they're alive. After they're gone, more assets can go into it, and their kids can carry on their tradition.
Okay, and the use of stocks?
Yep, stock right now is at all-time high. It's a wonderful vehicle to give away, because you're gonna owe some tax on it if you sell it. So if you give shares directly to a charity or the community foundation, you're going to bypass capital gains tax on those shares that have appreciated over time.
Okay. Help me out here. We did
IRAs.
IRAs, yes.
IRA gifts. So individual retirement accounts, if you own one and you're 70 and a half, you know you have to take a certain amount of money out each year, and you have to pay income tax on that because you hadn't paid before. So now you have this money. If you don't need it to live on, it's another good instrument to give away, because you can give it directly to charity from the IRA to the charity, and you bypass those income taxes.
And then let's think about this for a minute, because those income taxes are going to be used to buy dollar coins that are going to sit the Federal Reserve and do, I mean, you pay it back into the government. That's what they're going to do with it. They're going to spend $50 million on coins that no one sees.
You know, everybody should be as smart as they can about paying taxes. We all have to pay our share. We need good roads. We need infrastructure. But There are ways
that money
you can
would
be
do
smart
much
about.
Better in our community, going to serve people in
of
need
course.
Right here on a ground
right.
level than sending it to go and run back through all that red tape and maybe eventually trickle back to our
in
community.
Dollar coins
yeah. that no one's carrying. So that would be a much better way to do it. And I like your approach. If everyone out there, it doesn't have to be ginormous amounts.
Right.
You know, I mean, I still think that the word foundation, and there's a reason why it's used, but people think, oh, I have to be like a Rockefeller
right.
or a Kennedy. That's not the case at all. And if everyone did a little bit of lifting, we could pick up the entire community.
It would be so great
yeah.
if everybody would just think, okay, we're a 5% community, and we're all going to leave 5% when we go.
And yep. that would be more than enough to
and
do everything.
And
we'd
all have a legacy then.
Isn't that cool? Great stuff.
Yep.
I can't tell you how much. I know getting up early is your favorite thing in the world. And so we have really appreciated you being with us all this week. It's not for everyone. It's not even for me. I'm 21 years of doing this, and I hate getting up in the morning.
I don't know how you do it every day.
Oh,
my gosh.
The coffee helps. Yes, it does. Did you see the new Yeti coffee? Let's check that out. That's the Yeti Rambler mug. I'm not kidding you. Do you have any Yeti products?
No, I don't, actually.
Hot or cold, right?
Right.
You could put ice in that thing, and 2 days later, there's still
is
ice on
that
thing.
Right?
Oh, they're absolutely
that
amazing.
That is very cool.
Or heat as well. Mm-hmm. And they use the steel to sort of keep all that in.
I might have to grab a few of those on my way out the door.
Yeah, they're really cool. That's the newest
that's cool.
one. You could do like a cup of chili. You could do
yeah.
oatmeal.
Wow.
You could do like coffee.
Coffee.
Yeah.
Days.
You know, when you come in the store, you see things you never see anywhere else.
They have like a million things.
I know.
Things
it's like, I never saw sponges that looked like that before.
Those scrub
daddy
sponges?
So, yeah, I'm definitely going to go up and down the aisles before I leave.
All right. Well, you do some shopping. And if you want to shop your wealth as far as making it a return investment back into the community that gave you that wealth, you know, and I think that's
right.
the way most business people think about
yep,
it, you
hopefully,
know.
Hopefully, yes.
And you can give right now while you're still here. And there's mm-hmm. plenty of ways to do that. You can think about once you're gone and you can think about, you know, instead of having the expense of creating your own family foundation, use the community foundation. All four videos are up. We'll be sharing all four of those over the weekend if you missed any of them. And it really has been helpful. I know because people do get, I mean, I probably have gotten 30 direct mail pieces in the last few weeks from, you know, all good causes.
And you know, this working through the community foundation can eliminate that process of writing a check to each one of those organizations that you want to support. Create one fund with one check or a stock transfer or however, whatever you want to use to capitalize the fund. Then we do all of that for you. We write the checks. We send the letter. We say, Brian Byers made this donation through the community foundation. Please thank him directly. So it's you know, it's still all about the donor, but it just
makes it
so
turnkey,
much easier.
And you don't have to worry about all the details.
Right.
All right, Weeju, thank you so much for all the education this week. We've really appreciated
thank
it.
Thank you. I'll look forward to the next time.
All right. We're going to take a quick break for the weather. Back with more live from Kenny's Ace Hardware. We'll bring you the owners.